welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. Welcome all new Art Bell listeners. I know the other night we had a couple hours on Art Bell. I was planning on doing three, but we got too many questions. So, George, cut it down to swamp the lines, as we usually do. So I know a lot of you are coming over to listen to this, and some of you will catch the archives. Welcome to my folks down in Florida at 1340 a.m. Pan Talk, making us the voice of Tampa Bay. It's been an interesting week, to say the least, watching the inflation, the gold prices, all the other stuff that goes. Last time this happened was 1980. Tonight's guest is an old friend of mine. I guess we used to ride with Jesse James in a past life. Peter Kulish from Magnetizer, Magnus, and he writes has a great book, Conquering Pain. And if you don't read his book, he'll give you some pain. And we got him up. We're carrying his products up Pyridine now. And we're going to talk tonight not only about the healing aspect of Magnus, but how about gas mileage and smog and all those kinds of things. So anyhow, we're going to talk about that. And we're even talking about putting these puppies on airplanes. So anyway, welcome Peter Kulish from somewhere out there on the East Coast.
Over here in the woods.
How's the woods,
my friend? How are you, Fred?
Good. I haven't had you on in a while.
No, my gosh. I'll tell you, I've been missing it, too.
I know. You know, the problem was last time you were on, they tried to tar and feather me here in town.
Well, you know, it's always good for a good run, don't you know?
Yeah. That's great. So anyhow, what have you been doing the last couple of years? And so, first of all, tell us about your background, because I know I got a lot of new listeners now all over the darn place, and they don't know really who you are other than you're something, you know, because I've said that. But tell us, you know, I've been friends, 20, 30 years now? I don't know. It's been a while.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a good trek, I'll say that much, Fred. You know, it's I got into magnetics years ago, running into De Palma, Brian's brother, Bruce.
Yeah, that's the movie producer, right, Brian?
Brian's the movie producer, and Bruce taught magnetics at MIT for years. And actually, I'd stayed away from him for years. I'd worked with one of his proteges and, you know, just in and about science, et cetera, et cetera. And, but in any which case, I ran into him, and he turned me on to magnetics, and, you know, that proverbial bell went off, that change in the light's pathway. And I guess really ever since then, what I've been doing is studying, you know, the effect on various materials, but mostly fluids, liquids and gases, and blood, if you will. I mean, two very strong, different areas of study. I've been very lucky. I had the chance to meet Albert Roy Davis back.
He was my mentor also before you became my teacher. He was quite an amazing guy.
Oh, he was fantastic. Well, let's put it this way. He essentially investigated and found the precepts of what true electromotive energy was in regard to the human and animal biology.
Right. I remember reading about chickens. In a cage where he had some North Pole magnets in one cage and some South Pole magnets in another, and how the chicken, or maybe it was rats, it was some animal, but how they behaved way different. I guess it was rats. And I guess the North Pole was highly organized and the South Polers were a bunch of slobs or something. I don't know if you remember that story or not.
Well, actually, they're very radical. The South Pole was very aggressive, and I'll tell you what, he had actually grown a couple chickens close to over 3.5 feet. They were aggressive. The way he explained it, they were like raptors, young dinosaurs.
Wow.
Very dangerous.
Yeah.
I couldn't let them loose. They'd go after everybody. The ones grown with the negative energy, which, of course, you know, as I've explained before, but I'll explain to this audience, is the integral energy that runs the animal condition. And, of course, we'll be talking about the human condition. But and those chickens were very normalized. The interesting thing about both chickens, both the positive and negative raised chickens, is that the eggs were treated negative and the and positive. And then as soon as the chicks were born, they went over and sat next to the magnet. Well, of course, the magnet that the eggs have been under the influence.
Now, they don't get DUIs, do they?
Well, I tell you what, if they don't get caught.
Yeah. Well, down here in Laguna Beach, if they're so uptight here, if a chicken sat by a North Pole magnet and got pulled over with negative polarity, they'd give them a DUI driving under the or walking under the influence, you know?
Well, you know, I've heard stranger things happening in Laguna.
Yeah, I know. It's real crazy around here now.
Oh, sure, sure. No, but, you know, we've had some, we've just had some spectacular results.
Yeah.
Using magnets. And, you know, I've got to be, I've got to state this. This is not some kind of network marketing, multipolar type of system. This is a system that what we've done is we've studied all the nerve pathways in the body, all the energy pathways. We know that you cannot put the negative energy on a positive part of the body. It sends little shocks, and it actually can hurt rather than help support pain relief and healing. We've developed circuits that for example, I'll give an example of a 72-year-old man who took a fall and actually lost a chunk of flesh right above his right knee. He was told that he would have no mobility and no feeling from the knee down the rest of his life. That's what the doctors told him. That's what the surgeon told him. We put on a simple circuit. I mean, it's simple. It did take years of study to be able to know how to apply this thing, but we put on a simple circuit of positive and negative in the right direction to, you know, simply amplify the tissue right there, and it regrew the nerves, regrew the tendon, and regrew the tissue, and he's got full mobility, and he's got full feeling. And, you know, we do this on a daily basis. As a matter of fact, that fellow is available in a video testimonial.
Yeah, those are over on your website. You know, I used to work with Dr. Ralph Sierra, you know, and he would take football players and basketball players from the pro, and they were going to be out for the season, get them back in 6 weeks using your magnet stuff.
Sierra really did a lot of work with Davis.
Yeah.
You know, those are two real giants in the history of biomagnetism.
Yeah.
Now, we're very proud of this thing. I mean, we've done a lot of studies. You know, we look at, give you a typical example of what's occurring out there. And you know this because, you know, being a naturopath and working especially in advanced nutrition, one of the issues is that a person's cells literally has to have enough voltage. And of course, that's in picofarads, but which is a billionth of a volt, but they have to have enough energy to be able to literally suck in the nutrition and then metabolize and push out the waste. I mean, this is just the basis of the cellular metabolism.
Yeah.
And what happens, and we're seeing this more and more, is that there are people who have such low energy. They don't have enough energy to pull in the elements that are important to start the pump to pull in the elements. It's a catch-22 cycle.
Right.
So literally, we had one woman who was stuck for 15 years. We had another woman who was stuck for 25 years.
Right.
And no matter how many doctors, whatever type of practitioners they visited, nutritionists, et cetera, they could not get the pump going. But we put the magnets on. Actually, we put it on the lower CVS, that's cerebral vestibular system, which is a fancy name for putting it on the back of the hairline on the neck. Center of the neck, and we did that because that's a nice, very even spot to put the energy in. Not only does it put the energy into the brain and balance the neurotransmitter chemistry, but it puts the energy into the body rapidly enough to start the cells pumping. And in both cases, because, you know, we measure this thing, we measure the voltage, in both cases, within an hour, those cells started pumping. And within 6 months, after 25 years, within 6 months, the one gal was up and playing tennis. Within a year, she was back playing competitive tennis. Imagine that.
Yeah, no, and, you have a lot of tendon healing with magnets. It's not like skin abrasions and things. They're one thing, but muscles and tendons are a real serious injury, usually debilitating someone for over a year. And people don't realize that. And, you know, at NASA, we had what were called the cone studies. And in the cone studies, we looked at magnetism and negative ionization, ionizing a negative point on the cell for cancer studies. We did a lot of this stuff at NASA, and I didn't do it, but, I mean, it was done over there when I was working there. And I knew about it, and I saw it in the old NASA tech brief, which I don't think exists anymore. But anyway, yeah, the healing aspect is really good. Now, put your website up so that, I mean, tell them your website, because you got some really good videos over there. We haven't had a chance to move those over yet, so.
Well, that's
you have two websites, one for cars and airplanes and stuff, but let's just do the biochemistry one first.
Well, you know, we made it real simple.
I'm on the front page of BBS, but some people don't have a computer right in front of them, so just go ahead and put that out.
Well, that's Biomag Science. I mean, and we couldn't be more clear about it. You know, this is not some place where, you know, you go and they've got the magnets there and it's just this buy and we'll fix it and we'll help with this or that. You know, Fred, you know how many white papers we have on there. You know how much research. I mean, we've got research photomicrographs of blood cells before and after. One thing that I really appreciate is that when you energize the body correctly, central energy points, you can see the oxidative stress sites, which most people think, most people hear of them as free radical sites. You can see putting that energy in the body, and within an hour, those sites neutralizing and starting to heal.
Right.
All of these are, all of these are under the research button. And then, of course, you can look at the biocapacitance readings, see the actual voltage of the cells before and afterwards. And this is what we have. This is what we've been offering. And this is what we do is, this is the science of biomagnetism. So the site is pretty simple, biomagscience.com.
Yeah, and I know you've been all over the world because over the last couple decades, you've called me from different places all over the world. And I know you worked in Germany and over in Asia. And you've done a lot, you know, in this country. Of course, they don't want you to know about magnets because, you know, it's all bogus. But I know there in many countries, it's very, very serious medical treatment on magnets.
Well, exactly. You know, the issue here is that, of course, there have been a couple, and there still are, bracelets and little pads and this and that of people selling.
Well, talk about a fad.
Articulated. I'm sorry?
You talk about a fad. The worst thing that I have ever seen, and the dumbest thing I've ever seen, is getting these magnetic blankets and sleeping on them with no control of polarity whatsoever. What's your opinion about that?
Fred, I'll tell you, it's idiotic. I mean, look, let's face it. The body runs on negative energy. You know, if you hurt yourself, it's actually measured. It'll go into a positive state, which sends a signal to the brain. The brain automatically sends negative energy as repair energy to immediately get the site back to normal. So, I mean, we know right at the heart of matter, and of course, in the fact that you can measure the cytoplasm or the parallel capacitance of the membrane, and it's all negative. I mean, that's it. It's absolutely negative. Of course, for every negative, there's a positive, but what we're talking about is how it runs. Like, for example, plant biology runs on positive. Animal biology runs on negative. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
You know, and so we've seen these pads out there, and we've seen them. As a matter of fact, I ran across one woman. See, this woman, she literally had a group of people that were supporting her from committing suicide. She had fibromyalgia. She had chronic fatigue syndrome. She was in so much pain, she had the full RS symptoms from the fibromyalgia. In other words, cramping, and it was just terrible. Nobody could leave her alone. She wanted to kill herself. What we found out is that she was on one of these magnetic pads that was both positive and negative. Well, let me tell you, well, as soon as you put positive on a pad, as soon as you start putting positive in the body, you start stressing it more and more. I mean, it is it's the natural mechanism, the natural stress mechanism of the body. And this poor gal, I tell you, she was, like I say, she wanted to kill herself. Well, first thing we did was we had to remove that pad. Just like that, 80% of the symptoms went away and she was fine. Then we did move in and give her some corrective energy therapy, and that solved a lot of problems. Now, of course, she had fibromyalgia. Well, you know, most people don't realize that the symptoms of fibromyalgia actually occur from a lack of HGH in the blood.
That's growth hormone, and, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, you know, and I didn't know this. I found it deep in the text, but we have people where we've been able to give, you know, 100% comfort in 93% of the time, but that other 7 to 10%, they would have the strong RS symptoms. And all it was, very simply, is that they didn't have any HGH. They weren't producing any. And, you know, most people don't understand. HGH is one factor, the one key factor. It provides new cell division. And if you don't have any and the cells are trying to divide, they start creating pain.
Oh, I know. We've been manufacturing HGH for a long time. Do you sell HGH on your website? And we make our own.
You're making your own. No, I would say...
We get a hemotrope from Sterling, and we mix it in the lab down in San Diego. It's really powerful stuff.
No, is that right? Well, I'll have to talk to you on the side about that. But, I mean, this is an essential ingredient for those who have fibromyalgia. But
then I always recommend an amino stack, 10 amino acids with it, you know?
Sure, yeah. Sure. No, it's important.
You know how I got into your stuff originally? Used to eat sugar, you know, 20 years ago. I used to get horrible cavities. And I don't have this problem anymore, and I get these horrible toothaches. And I remember taking your old magnet line, the old big ones that you made, and sticking them on my mouth, and the toothaches would go, horrible toothache pains would go away. That's kind of what really got my attention originally, you know. I used to tell me to tape, you tell me which magnet, and I'd tape it on the side of my face. You remember those days? That's when I first met you.
I guess it did us all a world of good when we moved over to the super small neodymium.
Yeah.
State of the art magnet,
I used to walk around with a magnet taped to my face sometimes, so I got to the dentist.
I recall that, my friend.
Yeah, that's how I got into this.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, the interesting thing was is that a lot of times if you upgraded your B complex, your D, and to support your calcium targeting, you kept the magnets on there, a lot of times you could fill that cavity. You know, that's the wonderful thing about it. Not only stop the pain, but fill the cavity, you know?
Yeah.
And at this time, I mean, we've got, we have numerous dentists that give out the magnets to wear home after the dentistry. So that when the Novocaine wears off, the pain still stays away. And generally the healing is, we've noticed it's about a 6 times faster.
Right.
6 times. Pretty much, which is pretty good. Let me tell you, 6 times is very good.
Yeah, and then I know that you've had another area that you've worked in because I've seen you do it is heart attack and heart problems.
Well, I tell you what, you know, we do carry some circulation enzymes. One of the things, there's no doubt about it, if you keep your, let's call it the human battery, fully charged.
Right.
You're gonna have less plaque buildup, and as a matter of fact, there was one researcher showed either a neutralization where there was a complete stoppage of plaque, and there was a little bit of reversal.
Yeah.
Now we've done a lot of studies. We've had a bunch of people. Of course, you know, one of the centralizing energy points on the body is to be able to take a couple small magnets. We use what's called the power wafers. You take two small ones and you stick it right over the heart, which is, you know, really dead center of the sternum.
Right.
And you pump negative energy in there. And, of course, it goes into the heart, into the blood, and throughout the body. and doing things like releasing a tremendous amount of arthritis in about 3.5 days. You know, just the overall increase in feeling better, sleeping better. Everybody always mentions the sleep. You know, a lot of, as we get older or whatever, we lose a lot of the function of the pineal gland and its ability to produce a normal amount of melatonin, and a lot of people can't sleep because of it.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, yeah, it's very true.
So what happens is when you do that, I mean, you get all these, you get a lot of negative energy throughout the whole body, and it helps the pineal gland, which also helps with sleeping, rest. But one of the issues that we've seen is a reversal of high blood pressure.
You know,
I mean,
that's,
look,
that's amazing.
That's amazing. I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
It really is amazing. And, you know, it's wonderful. I mean, I have the one fellow, he was on blood pressure medicine. He would, if he didn't take the medicine, he ranged somewhere around the 158, 160 on the high side.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, on the systolic.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, I got to tell you, he was on it for, oh, I guess 9 months or so. I mean, look, everybody, once you get these things, you just start wearing them every day.
Yeah.
You know, my feeling is that, you know, you take your vitamins every day for your that supplement. You should wear your magnets every day for your energy supplement.
Yeah,
and,
I oftentimes have people with the nuclear receptors add the magnets to amplify it when they have these cardiac conditions.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And one thing about, you know, well, of course, your receptor does the same thing.
Yeah, but it doesn't do what yours do. Receptor opens up the channels and makes the magnet work a lot more effectively. That's why I've added your, I know we've talked about this, but I finally, you know, got a website. We put this up on our website because I want to start. I did a show the other night on Art Bell for a couple hours, and one of the big topics that came up was depression. And I mentioned that everybody's on Xanax and the effects are and all that, and eventually ends up with symptoms of called homicidal ideation, wherein they want to kill themselves and someone else. So I'm sort of leading into that now because I know for a fact that your magnets are incredibly powerful. And this goes back to Roy Davis' studies on depression. Depression is a big issue in this country because all the people are out there are getting poisoned by all the food in the supermarkets, all the ELF that comes down, and all the synthetic vitamins they put in everything, you know, calling it fortification, vitamin fortification, which is killing people. And that's what, of course, the secret government's trying to do. So talk about depression a little bit. That's a big subject. I've been swamped all week long with phone calls on depression.
Well, I tell you what, you know, it's interesting because one of the editors helped me with my second book, which is the one that is out right now.
I'm familiar with Conquering Pain. Do you have another one?
Yeah, well, no, that's the one.
That's
my
second
one.
Book. I just been rereading it since I restocked it for our website, you know.
Well, you know, the thing is that what we do is we offer over 170 therapies, but we're very specific.
Yeah,
and
in the
you
book,
have to look it
the
up,
book, Conquering Pain. It's a very good book. It's simple. I wish I could write as simply as you do because I can understand what you write. I write a book and I can't understand what I wrote about, you know. But, I mean, it's excellent. You've got drawing.
Well, you know what writing is. Writing is rewriting, you know. If you have the time to rewrite, you can I guess essentially whittle it down. I must say that I've got to bring out another one to incorporate.
Yeah, it's overdue, but I mean, this is a timeless book. I'm telling you, this book has got the best drawings. It shows you where to place stuff. It's got hypertension, gout, gum bleeding, headache, heart condition, hemorrhoids. I mean, herpes, hernia, everything. I mean, you've got everything in there. What to do? How to wear it? What to get? I mean, this is lupus is another big one. I get a lot of clients with lupus.
No, I tell you, well, you know, it's amazing how fast it works with lupus.
Yeah.
You know, it always shocks me actually. And you know, it ultimately comes down to one thing is that a lot of times, and again, we come down to this voltage factor. People not having enough energy in the cells to help transfer all of the target points with all the nutrition, which of course is a requirement to you know, to keep the immune system bumped up. And so, what do you need to do? You need to add your energy supplement. You know, and that's exactly what you do with these things. get the energy level up, and it literally forces the nutrition to travel properly to where it belongs.
Right, right. I read in your book, and it's similar to my work, where you talk about the cell. You can put the finest, well, this is so true of so many people, they can put the finest vitamins in the world, you know, $100 a bottle of vitamins, and if the cell electrical balances and the magnetic balances in the cell are not negatively charged, just piss them out in the urine. It goes right out through the urine or whatever else. You know, the body never sees them. And so many people are, you know, I'd say 80% of the people in the United States are not seeing a bit of effects from their nutrition because of the polarity of their cellular structure.
No, that's
so acidic.
Right.
And, of course, they're an acid, and then they're prone for cancer.
Well, you know, you initiated this conversation about depression, and one of the editors had been on lithium for 15 years. She is a certified manic depressive, and, of course, on lithium, she didn't have that problem. I don't know what she was on 10 years before that, but she was on something. But she was on for 15 years, and by wearing the wearing a stack of power wafers, green side, negative side in, with the Band-Aid in between them. You know, we designed them that way, so all you have to do is use the Band-Aid.
Right.
She put them on the lower CVS, just below the hairline, on her neck, in the back, and it took 9 months.
Well,
but after nine months, she gave up the lithium.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing, because that saves her liver.
Well, that's for sure. That's for sure. I tell you, we've seen liver stress. We see it in the blood. You know, we do a lot of dark field microscopy, which, of course, allows us to look at the cells in a three-dimensional manner.
Yeah.
And
do me a favor, Peter. Repeat that again one more time. Exactly where did she place the magnets on their body?
Oh, it was on the lower CVS, literally on the back of the neck. Right at the hairline, just below the hairline. In other words, put it in on the skin just below the hairline, the center of the neck.
That makes sense because, you know, if the synapses in the brain are firing erratically, it's going to create an irregular central nervous system energy field, auric field, and that's exactly where the electricity comes out of the brain and goes into the body at that point.
Well, you know, what we see is that it really is a brain tune. I mean, not only does it moderate the charges going down the central nervous system and therefore throughout the body, but what it does is it does an equalization and a downspin on all of the receptor points in the brain and in the neurotransmitter chemistry.
Yeah.
And it's phenomenal. I mean, I got to tell you, you know, if you're ever having one of those days that, you know, it's just, everything's so active around you, and it's volumetric, and you feel like a little edgy.
Yeah.
Well, what I do is I just put a couple of those things on the back of the neck, and bang! Wow, it's like taking a drug, you know. Except the thing is that you're not drugged; you're just clear. All of a sudden, clear and smooth. And I'll tell you, it's quite good. I'm getting ready to conduct some tests on some autistic kids, but I had started some tests. Actually, it was when I was last living in California, which was, you know, just about the year 1999 or so. And we were handling some kids that were in first grade all on Ritalin. I don't even know if they use Ritalin anymore.
Oh, they use it, believe me. They use a lot of it.
These are first graders,
yeah.
Fred. First graders, you know. And so we had one of the teachers. So we started putting some magnets on the CVS, and the initial reports were great. And then, unfortunately, I had to move that year. I had to move back to the East Coast to take care of some business. The hive was acting up over here.
Yeah.
And so I came back, and actually I lost contact. I got so busy over here. But essentially, initially, bang, just like that. And I am positive from the studies that I've done in genetics and the downspin of the bridge links between the transceptor points. I am positive that we probably, by putting these little power wafers on the back of anybody, but particularly young kids, I'm pretty sure that we could really support getting rid of that attention deficit disorder. I am positive of it. Let me put it this way. Everything points to it right now. I'm not kidding. I'm positive of it.
Yeah, now to describe this, these wafers. These are magnets that are a little about half the size of a penny and about, what, a half inch thick. And one side is green, the top is green, and the bottom is red. And you want to put the green side, which is the negative polarity, up against the skin and the red facing away. And explain to people how magnets are oftentimes mislabeled. They don't put the right north and south pole on them, and people, if they're not using medically oriented magnets, get other kinds of magnets and get in trouble with them.
Well, you know, the whole thing is that years ago, what they did is they used the compass, and when the arrow, the needle and the compass pointed to the North Pole, they said, well, that's the North Pole.
Right.
And that's what they use in engineering.
Yeah.
You know, if it points to the South Pole, then that's the South Pole. When, in fact, the South Pole, or let's put it this way, which is the positive pole, electromotively, always points to the North Pole.
Right, because, opposite track.
Opposite poles,
yeah.
Precisely. Sure, so what we do is that we use true north, which is the negative, and true south. But I've seen it many times where people have come out with magnets and they've looked at the engineering. They use the engineering north and south, which is exactly wrong, completely wrong. And look, I've got to say this. You know, when you're dealing with billionths of a volt in the cells, you've got to be careful about using the positive, using full volts.
Because these magnets, if you were to take a couple of these magnets that for healing and rotate them against each other to produce electricity, I'd say you'd get several volts out of them.
I think so.
Powerful electrical generators if you spun them around, you know.
Oh, sure enough. Let's face it, you've got blood running through the body, so you're generating electricity there. But the worst thing you can do, let me put it this way. The best form of amplification you could use electromotively is a very powerful magnet in the right position on the body.
Right.
And, of course, this is specifically what we teach. You know, it's probably the reason why you and I even know each other because, we're so damn particular about everything we do in science. But in the same instance, taking the wrong field, I see these on these bracelets. It disturbs me quite a bit, because I see these people wearing bracelets with magnets on it. And they'll be wearing the bracelet, and the magnets will be on the wrong side of the wrist.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they do take some big chances with it, because the thing is that, look, you mentioned the negative point of a cell. That NASA had studied. Well, the fact of the matter is that the studies are in. There's no doubt about the measurements. If the interior of the cell, the cytoplasm, loses its negative energy, it'll stop working correctly. At the point it moves into a positive state, it'll move from an alkaline to an acid-positive state. And then if it moves fully into an acid state, it's got a strong possibility that it's going to start proliferating as a cancer. And if you've got someone who's got a weak electromotive state and they are prompted with the wrong energy, that wrong energy could take those precancerous cells and move them into a cancerous state. I mean, this is just it's just the basic measurements of the electromotive state of that type of condition. And, we make it pretty simple. I mean, we're very, well, as you know, all the people that I've been hooked up with, and I must say that this includes, the teaching the protocols in China. They're using our protocols over there after they, have been using magnets for 5,000 years. They're very specifically following our science. And it's simple stuff. Anybody can do it. But you just must really know what you're doing. And if you do, and that's one of the things that we have, prided ourselves on, is being able to make sure everybody knows how to do it in a simple manner. We're trying to get this thing so anybody can use it. And I think we've accomplished that.
Yeah, well, I think your book is pretty, down to earth. I was reading it. I reread it yesterday and today, and it's hard to put down. It's a simple read. It's not a poem that takes you out into the ozone. It's very simple. And even with my, vast scientific background, reminds me of things that I've forgotten about, and it puts things into perspective that I've forgotten to do in relationship. The book is called Conquering Pain, The Art of Healing with Biomagnetism by Peter Kulish. It's on the front page of Paradigm website. I highly recommend that you order one of these things. If you don't like it, I'll give you your money back and refund the shipping. But I just think it's a good book. It's time. That's why I called you the other day. I just think it's time to get this out. I've gotten bombarded with so many things, problems that people have. And autism is another one that we're going to get into. But that's why I know magnets are very important, and it's an area that we've left too far open in our lives over here with Paradigm. So that's why we're real interested in handling this stuff. I want to switch over topics now to the other company that you had that you and I were talking about. And I've got some people that are interested in participating in that. Let's talk about the other things. Let's talk about magnets for the car now. This is another level of magnetism. These are not used for therapy. Tell us a little bit about your other deal going on with automobiles and planes. I want to take this over to the FAA and present it to aircraft. But explain about what happens with smog and pollution and octane levels and all that stuff with magnets. I've had a lot of people out there wanting to know about this because I've mentioned it on my previous shows, and I said I'd bring you on at some point because you would be the one that could explain this way better than I, because you're the one that's done it. You've done it for years. So explain about the transportation fossil fuel benefits of magnetism.
Well, okay. Years ago, a fellow by the name of Ruskin, they had done this a little bit before he appeared on the scene, but a fellow by the name of Ruskin had worked out the arrangement to create what's called orthohydrogen, which was taking a normal hydrogen, of course, is always part of the burning material, which generally is a hydrocarbon of some type or form, whether it's petroleum or it's an alcohol or whatever
the case may
be.
Cargo, for the stars.
Sure, exactly, everything. It's the element, right? So, what happens is that when it's in conjunction as a molecule with other molecules, other like molecules, it has a tendency to clump up in... That's a really normal chemical association. I mean, they just form grape clusters, if you will.
Right.
And, it's not easily identifiable, but what happens is that when it goes into the combustion chamber and ionizes with oxygen, what occurs at ignition is the oxygen burns the outside, from the outside in, of these clusters. And what happens is that it doesn't fully burn. It just really can't fully burn because it never really gets to the last part of the inner clusters. And so what does that come out as? Well, that comes out as carbon monoxide. It comes out as hydrocarbons because the oxygen isn't well used. It binds with nitrogen or sulfur, and you've got SOx and NOx, nitrous oxides. And it's just, this... No matter what you do, whether you turbo it or you put it under high compression, you will get better and better burn, but you'll never get a complete burn. So what happens is if you put an electromotive charge, and of course the most simple way is using a high potency magnet, put an electromotive charge into the fuel, all the molecules take on the same charge and they repel and they break up. What they go into what I call monomolecular stasis, a single molecule stasis. Well, now they're in the combustion chamber, and the oxygen can ionize with all of them, and you burn all of them. So that's essentially the explanation of taking an electromotive charge and creating a para, the normal hydrogen, to ortho hydrogen. of which I've got to say this is again, NASA used it in their hydrogen rocket in the 50s.
Right.
You know, it's if you want to read about how much extra BTU is output, you can look up in the engineer's handbook, and they've got what's called the magnetic rotary indice of almost every type of complex hydrocarbon molecule. Well, but it goes beyond that. You see, in today's sophisticated burning chamber, if you will, in these, you know, the cars of today, the engines of today,
right.
You've got all kinds of sensors going on. And one of the key issues in burning anything is that there has to be a correct relationship between the fuel and the air. Well, so you have to put, I mean, in order to make the fuel burn correctly, you have to atomize it. So that's one accomplishment. But you have to put in the same equal and opposite charge into the air so that you are balancing and literally what I'm starting to call a harmonic moment because, you know, in fracturing gases and stuff like this, and you know this, Britt, there's a lot of use of frequency. Well, what's happened is I've developed this system to the point where we've accelerated the frequencies both on the gas and on the air. And in the coolant, very important because the coolant is responsible for keeping the combustion chamber itself, the walls, the surface walls, energized. But we have taken it to a point where all of a sudden we are starting to reach a harmonic fracturing point. And I've got to tell you, it's so interesting because You know I've done this years ago.
Oh, yeah,
and then,
I use it on some of my race cars.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, huh? Wonderful. The increase in horsepower, increase in octane, it seems to me the octane goes up to about 110 as far as I can see.
Yeah, no, it does get rid of pinging on a high-performance engine.
Well, it's quite remarkable, but I've got to tell you that, I just re-engineered this whole thing this past year.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing 30 to 50% more mileage, and in some cases, in some type of engines, I'm seeing like a 200% greater increase than the what I was able to achieve before. I mean, I tell you what, I've seen like a three day old brand new Nissan Sentra.
Yeah.
Okay. 3 days old, drive 100 miles and go from 27 to 33 miles per gallon. That's
wow.
Like instantaneously 20%.
And obviously the emissions in the back, the negative emissions, are going to be, it's going to be more green and less emissions.
Oh, well, of course. I mean, what are the emissions?
Yeah.
Emissions are, of course, unburned fuel.
Yeah.
And the interesting point is that we've been running a series of tests. We're running the mileage tests, but we're also running the emissions tests. And we're seeing the hydrocarbons. We're seeing like a 98-99% reduction in hydrocarbons. We're seeing a 98%-99% reduction of carbon monoxide. We're seeing elimination of the nitrous and sulfur oxide. It's going away.
Refineries too. You know, the places where they use the cracking process to make gasoline, we went into the refineries and put it on their, you know, their exhaust systems where these big flame plumes come out. Think
mm-hmm.
My God, it would be amazing all the way around.
Well, you know, we need to get there.
Yeah, well, we're
absolutely
working on it.
Yeah. You and I should just make a run at that.
Yeah, well, we're also I'm going to make a presentation to the jet people, that probably Lear, you know. Bombardier is the one that bought out Learjet, and once we get this thing going, and we're going to be, when are you going to have those products ready so I can get them up on my website so I can get some of them and take them over to a couple of these jet manufacturers?
Well, I tell you what, those products, each one of those is a developmental program, but the gasoline system is ready right now. I mean, it's going, Here, I'm just looking at one of the results here. Now, this is a 4.6 V8, 4.6 liter V8 Mercury Marquis.
Right.
80,000 miles. It was getting 19 on the road, on the highway.
Right.
We put it on. I have to laugh because the guy tells the story. It's a wonderful story. But he starts off, you know, it gives how many miles are in the left in the tank.
Right.
And as he's taking off, he's got to drive from central New Jersey up to Rhode Island.
Right.
And he takes off, and by the time he gets to Rhode Island, he still has as many miles in the tank. I'm telling you. He went from 19.2 to 31. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, and gas.
I mean, that's over 50%.
$5 a gallon. That's a big chunk in the pocketbook, you know.
Oh, I mean, I got to tell you, that's over 50%. I mean, look, that's unusual, but I think we're going to see that engine group produce that.
Yeah.
But we're seeing let me see. We did another 207. Suzuki SUV. It's a fairly good size SUV.
Yeah.
V6 immediately got 25%. We're seeing, you know, 14, 15, 16, 20, 25%, just like that. We will guarantee 10%. Okay. But I must say that.
Better gas mileage.
I'm sorry?
You'll guarantee 10% better gas mileage.
We will absolutely guarantee 10%, but I've got to tell you, it's jumping way over that.
Yeah, now with that guarantee, how much does a system cost to put on the average American car, like a Toyota Camry or something?
The system is $300.
Okay.
Okay, $300, and essentially you're going to save...
It'll pay for itself.
Well, at $3. I mean, at $3 a gallon, you're going to save about $1,300 a year.
Yeah, well,
okay,
you'll
but the
now,
thing is,
these people with these Hummers and stuff, they're going to save way more than that.
Oh yeah, I mean, and that's for your average drive. Of course, that's at $3. I think isn't gas? I was looking at the site today. It says gas is going up around $4 over there.
No, it's selling for $5 in some places now. Now it doesn't take a whole year. It takes about a month and a half to save for the average driver commuting. About a month and a half, and they got a free system.
Well, that's the truth.
And then, in California to pass smog, tell us about what happens on the smog machine when you put these things on. Because that can be very expensive. A person could have a car like a Toyota Camry or something like that with 90,000 miles on it. It's borderline smog. But if they don't pass it, they're off the road.
Well, you know, the nice thing about this thing is that, you know, it works so well. It burns so well that we've literally seen the fire... the flame curtain reaches down into the compression ring and cleans out the carbon on that thing, and the compression goes back to normal.
Yeah, the overhaul, the mileage, the life of the engine's greatly extended. Then, is what you're saying?
Oh, considerably, because the thing is, you don't have blow by.
Well, it affects the oil too, right? The oil, the viscosity of the oil. We didn't get into that. The viscosity of the oil. Explain what it does to the oil.
Well, you know, again, the reason it works on the oil is because we found out that we had to do the cooling system because we had to energize the cylinder walls. And, of course, the cooling runs down by the jackets along the cylinders, and that's how we were able to tweak this system. And you know, I mean, we're going for perfection here. Well, of course, in doing that, the whole engine becomes energized, and the oil becomes energized, and I got to say that, I mean, it was as much a surprise to us as it is to everybody.
Yeah.
But the oil just seems to last longer, and of course, if you go into the studies of electromotive energies put into oil, you begin to understand that it maintains its, it essentially maintains its structure, its solvency, its viscosity, whereas, you know, without the energy, you get the normal breakdown, and that's mostly from the connecting rods constantly hammering it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's where your greatest force is. Add that to the heat, and you get the normal breakdown. Well, if you energize it electromotively, it just lasts longer. So, And, of course, one of the issues, and this is very interesting because I've been doing some beta testing on some trucks, and a big trouble they're having with trucks right now is that the additional ERG, EPA equipment that they're putting on the trucks is making the engines run too hot. I was talking with a fleet manager, and he told me that he said, you know, the biggest problem I have is that this truck is running around 212, and it's supposed to run at 190.
Yeah. And
it is wearing it out quicker. And I told him, I said, well, you know, the fact of the matter is that polarized, energized water transfers heat more rapidly. And, of course, he looked at me like I was some insane man from another planet. So we put the system on, and I got to tell you that within an hour, because it's funny, I put that system on, they shut that hood so fast, and they took off for Texas.
Wow.
So... all I know
is
that
how long does it take to put one of these $300 units on, anyway?
It takes about 15 minutes.
Yeah, and can anybody...
And I've got to tell you, you know what...
Do you have to have a highly trained specialist to do this?
No, but you do need a mechanic who knows where the fuel lines are, because, I mean, in today's systems, you know, you've got variable pressure or constant pressure injection systems, and... you know, it's not always easy to find where the fuel lines are. I mean,
that's very true. So it's going to cost somebody probably another $30-$40 to have it installed.
Well, that's right.
That's right.
But you know what?
Yeah.
It lasts forever. You trade the car in, take the equipment. We've got a first purchaser lifetime power warranty, and we have never yet replaced one. It just keeps going and going. So, essentially, you make a one purchase price, and you get fuel savings. And you know, you're taking let's put it this way: you're taking a good stand with the environment.
Yeah,
especially
I can't wait till these things are available. I want to put those up on our website and sell them too, because I think we can sell quite a few of those to a lot of people. Really help people out, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll talk to you about that tomorrow, because they are available. We'll just make that arrangement, Fred, because
you need to do that.
Get these things down.
I mean, right now, right?
Literally. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
It's not on any website right now, right?
It is.
You can buy them. I mean, I checked your two websites. I didn't see them for sale.
No, you've got to literally make contact. What we've done is we've got people... selling these things, and we just had our opening, the grand opening. The corporation's over in Mississippi,
yeah,
and we just had our big launch the other day, and we're still making determination whether how we're going to sell a lot of these things, because there are a lot of distributors. So I'll be able to give you more information on that tomorrow.
Okay, so we will be able to make these available through the Paradigm website in limited quantities.
Absolutely. Why not?
Yeah. That's
good enough.
Well, anyway.
No, I'm excited. You know, I mean, honestly, you know, we need all the help we can get. I mean, look, you know, moving back between subjects here, we offer the wellness kit, which is, it's $199. And this kit has everything in it. It's got water jar energizers, so you get you can make negative water, which is very good for your health. It increases the hydrogen ion availability to the glands and organs, and there's a lot of hyper hydrogen conditions throughout the world with many people, especially older people, but it's true in younger people. It's very important. We've got all the various size magnets so that you can do all of our advanced therapy, and we've got a pictorial guide in that. This is very important.
Oh, yeah, your website's incredibly informative. So put out your website, because we're down to about a minute now.
The the Biomag Science?
Yeah, either one. We're getting this stuff at Paradigm, but we can go ahead and buy it at your place. It doesn't matter. I mean, right now
I would like to tell the audience that you buy through Fred. Come over and take a look over here if you need some research. Now, if you need to ask some questions, we do an online. We'll answer the questions, give suggestive therapies, et cetera, et cetera. But please do me a favor, and you need this stuff, or if you need this stuff, just please get it through Fred, okay?
Yeah, and then give me your phone number, too.
Okay, that's 215-862-6777.
That's an easy number. A lot of sevens, a lot of St. Germain energy. All right, Peter, I got to go. We got to bug out of here, man.
Hey, great, Fred. Thank you so much.
Warmed up. It's really a pleasure having you on again.
Oh, thank you, Fred. It's a pleasure being here. I always have a gas talking with you, man.
Yeah, we have fun. We're going to move a lot of this product because people need it. People were bugging me about it. I'm glad to get you on. I'm going to have you on again. Once we get more, you know, interest, you know, stirred up, we'll make a special program again and we'll have some fun.
Great. Thank you, Fred.
Okay. Thank you, Peter. You've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show at bbsradio.com. We had Peter Coolidge on tonight, who has an author of a book called Conquering Pain. You can get it on, probably get it on Amazon. You can get it on our website, his website. Until next week, we'll have Steve Barish to bring you up to speed on some other stuff that we're doing. Well, thank you for listening to Dr. Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. And I'm going to get on my quick ride and get out of here now.